Hi, I'm back. As I was saying in part one, is that there is a conspiracy against us. I mean, I remember, I don't know how many years ago this was, but those of you that live in London, UK, knows a shopping store called Iceland. Now, Iceland was the first one that I know of to come out with buy one, get one free. I do believe this concept of marketing first came from the US because, they had like all you can eat restaurants and all the rest of it. But I've always felt that in the beginning, I was like, wow, more food for the price of one. But then as I started to do my studies, I realized there is something behind this. Food was becoming much, much more cheaper. But it wasn't the good stuff that they were lowering the prices on, like, fruits and vegetables and stuff. It was all the processed stuff, like biscuits and canned stuff and, cereals and frozen foods. All of these type of foods, which were so bad for our health, these were the ones that they were focusing on making them more cheaper to the public. So I started to scratch my head a couple of times, and as we were talking about conspiracies, I was like, hang on a minute. This seems like there's a conspiracy within this offer. So going back to the reason why I have changed my eating habits is because I realize how I feel when I eat certain foods. It has been like hell, and I kid you not. And for all those that are trying to give up sugar, it's my, I sympathize and I empathize with you. It is not easy. Why? Because sugar causes us as humans to become addicted. It's almost like seeing people on the street who are addicted to crack or heroin. There is no difference. There is no difference. The difference between a crackhead and a sugar addict is that a sugar addict is able to contain, and maintain how they look and how they present themselves, where a crackhead or a heroin addict is not. You can tell that something is definitely up with a crackhead or a heroin addict. With a sugar addict, it's not visible until that sugar addict starts to get sick, manifesting sicknesses like diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and all the degenerative diseases that sugar causes. Now, I've got to stay focused there because there's so much things that I want to talk about in such a small, short space of time. Now, we were talking about the frequencies. Now, love's frequency is it vibrates at 528 megahertz and above. Canned foods vibrate at between 0 and 2 megahertz. Herbs, especially dried herbs, vibrate at between 15 and 25 megahertz. Now, a healthy person who is, balanced in mind, body, and spirit will vibrate between 62 and 68 megahertz. Someone that is sick is going to vibrate between 30 and 42 megahertz. Someone that is dying is going to vibrate between, or well, below 42 and go down to zero. When you're vibrating at zero, you're dead. Now, what we have to take into consideration is that most of the food that is on our supermarket shelf is a very, very low frequency. Like I said, canned food is zero. Herbs, dried herbs is like 15, fresh herbs is 25. Believe it or not, essential oils, especially rose, is 328 megahertz. That's why they associate rose as a heart, love, flower or essential oil because it's associated with love. It's vibrating at the same frequency. So I just want us to get our head around this, that it's important for us to know these things, why we vibrate at low and high frequencies, how food affects us, how thinking affects us, how our environment affects our vibrations. Now, this is another topic that's going to take more than 10 minutes. And like I said, I'm looking at this audio boo and it's giving me another 14 seconds and it's going down as the second goes by. But I really want us to wake up to this. If you want to ask me any questions in regards to the frequency, the high and the low, please feel free. I'm going to come back with part three.